a calmer vet visit for our furry family members. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from Fidelity Bank and listeners like you.
Coming up, helping creative people find affordable places to do their work.
It's not a dollar and cents value right this second, but we see it as a long-term investment that we're willing to take on.
But first, if you're a pet owner, you can probably pinpoint the moment your dog or cat realizes they're headed to the vet. The sad eyes, the tucked tail, maybe even a hiss or a whine. A handful of Wichita veterinarians are part of an emerging movement that's trying to change how pets feel about visiting the doctor. Meg Britton Mellish has more.
A couple times a year, my husband, Matthew, and I put our heads together to strategize. It's always a bit of a production getting our dog Gertie and two cats, Hildy and Earl, to the vets. Try as we might, our cats still do not happily trot into their kennels for the car ride. We're not alone. A 2011 study found that about 60% of cat owners and 40% of dog owners say their pets hate going to the vet. Okay. But a program called Fear Free hopes to upend those stats. It's an initiative focused on recognizing and preventing fear in pets and the people who care for them. It sounds simple enough, but Dr. Neela Boyer says what Fear Free really requires is a major shift in how the humans in the exam room think about the animal experience.
The core of that is reading body language to understand when an animal says, no, I'm not okay with that.
Boyer is a Fear Free certified vet and an associate clinical professor at Kansas State University's Pet Health and Nutrition Center. She says that for the first half of her career, she did what many vets learn to do. She'd sedate a worked up pet.
And we'd often just get things done.
That kind of focus on just finishing a visit can keep vets and pet owners from noticing when their pet is trying to show they're at their limit. Like when a dog starts heavily panting, or a cat suddenly goes still and splays their whiskers.
Sometimes people say, oh, I had no indication that they were going to do that, but yet that animal was throwing out neon signs that it was afraid.
When warning bells keep vets from being able to do a physical exam, fear-free practitioners sometimes recommend patients come back later after taking medication like trazodone or gabapentin. But before medication, many fear-free vets make environmental changes. That's the case in Wichita's Pet Wellness Clinic on Douglas. Dr. Christy Rafferty owns Wichita Pet Wellness. It's one of a handful of vet offices in the city with fear-free certified staff. That's her examining my cat, Hildy, whose frustrated meows typically settle down quickly when she comes in for her appointments, but her brother Earl, not so much. The walls of the exam rooms at the clinic are painted soft greens, blues, and violets, which are soothing colors within cats and dogs' visible range. Diffusers in the room put out calming pheromones, and there's area rugs on the exam floors, which provides a soft space for both Rafferty and the kiddos, as she calls them.
I try to get down on their level, usually on the floor, as quickly as possible.
Making the clinic feel like a home full of treats and rewards helps pets like Hildy get through the kinds of procedures that make even human patients flinch.
Okay, sweetie. I'm just going to shake your booty, okay? Shake. Good job, baby girl.
And after 5 years of running Wichita Pet Wellness Fear Free, Rafferty says the rewards come daily.
To feel like we're going to have to hold down a cat who is trying to do the alligator roll, having three people hold down a dog for a nail trim, that doesn't have to happen ever again. And that is lovely.
For The Range, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
Harvester Arts has teamed up with the neighboring movement on South Broadway to offer artist studios on the cheap. The groups have secured space in a former law office south of Kellogg, where the rent is reasonable and artists can find a place to create. Torin Anderson caught up with the team to take a tour.
Right. It is crazy right now, too. Does it still have the paper mache in it?
It's got all the pinatas.
Do you want to see it? It's got 120 paper mache people in it. So it looks like a basement full of, it's kind of, yeah, it just adds to the lore. Oh, we don't have the key.
All right.
Do you have the key?
No.
That's head of neighboring movement, Adam Barlow Thompson, and head of Harvester Arts, Kristen Beal. Adam explains how they ramped up security.
One of the things we did when we went this direction is we rekeyed all the doors so the artists also have their own key for their own space. So they can get in and out of the building, and then they have their own space that they can have extra security around.
The building is about a half mile south of Kellogg on Broadway.
It's a big rectangle of a building, and across the street you have the Schnitzler Mansion, which is one of the old Victorian homes down here in the neighborhood.
Harvester Arts has been offering rental studio space in its building at First and Washington and is always searching for more.
We were moving out of our original space, and I was connected with Adam and learned about this space. There are 13 suites here. This is a former Slape and Howard law office. And so we started working together to figure out if we had enough artists that, we could bring them in. And we've rented out 10 of the 13 spaces so far.
Most artists don't have a lot of money, so finding affordable space to create in is often a challenge.
We offer the space at $1 a square foot, and so it's very affordable. And artists can go in together, so if it's a bigger space, they can, get two or three of their pals to go in with them in that studio. So
does that pay the bills?
It's not a dollar and cents value right this second, but we see it as a long-term investment that we're willing to take on.
Beal and Barlow Thompson show me the available studios.
Yeah, we could go in here. This one is empty. So this studio is 18 by 13 and a half, and the rent is $259 for this studio.
This is one of the bigger ones in the building, mm-hmm. Both these on this side.
And so this one, $243.
It's just one bill for the artist. Utilities, security, internet, all that kind of stuff is set up for them, so they just come in and pay the bill. That's it.
Yeah.
The neighboring movement had tried the experiment before, but without Harvester.
We just didn't have the capacity to manage it, so having their team on board makes it so that we can really do this.
For The Range, I'm Torin Anderson.
There's more of Torin's story on the SoCy Studios at KMUW.org. Before we go, a few words on time changes. This weekend, most of the United States will advance their clocks 1 hour to spring forward for daylight saving time. My husband greets this day like another Christmas, welcoming the later sunsets, warmer evenings, and dinners on the grill. But I'm not as sold on the practice. Daylight saving time is proven to disrupt sleep patterns and have long-term negative consequences. As lovely as those summer evenings might be, the change means losing morning light, which helps maintain our circadian rhythm. There have been efforts in recent years to make daylight saving time permanent. Others want to get rid of it altogether, like Arizona and Hawaii. All I know is, if you see me at church Sunday morning, please ignore the yawns. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Beth Golay, Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, and Luann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.